You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we're powered by the SID Media. So as sisters in Christ, women have a unique opportunity to uplift and empower one another in their spiritual journeys, offering a hand of friendship, a word of encouragement, and a heart of understanding, whether through prayer, mentorship, small groups, fellowship, or acts of service. The act of encouraging and supporting one another in faith strengthens the bonds of sisterhood and deepens the collective journey of discipleship. We're speaking about all things unity amongst women. We are joined once again by Sister Lydia Chandwe, who's going to be helping us with this one. My sister, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm well. How are you?
I am good as well. I am good as well. I'm going to ask my sister that before we start, can you please offer a word of prayer?
All right. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this morning, Lord. And we thank you for the privilege of prayer, Jehovah God. Search our hearts if you find anything, Lord. Remove anything that should not be in our hearts, Jehovah God, that would draw us away from your kingdom, O Lord. Help us to be faithful, O Lord. And even as we dive into your word this morning, may you be the speaker, Jehovah God. May we listen from your throne of grace, O Lord. We also commit the listeners that may their hearts be receptive. We thank you for listening to our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. My sister, we're speaking about all things, you know, unity amongst women. When I saw this one, I laughed and I'm like, today we're going to deal with the stereotypes. Anyway, so what is the importance of women encouraging and supporting one another in their faith journey?
Well, it may be very, very, very important. I think unity is like the core of anything to work. Mm-hmm. For anything to work in this generation, we need to be united. And then today, I was also laughing actually when I looked at them, like unity among women, how rare we see it in the day we live in today. But I'm going to start off with this example of how this man raised 7 different daughters that never used to get along. Mm. They never used to get along. And then one day he gathered them in the bush and He got 6 sticks equivalent to their number and tied the sticks together and gave each one of them and said, would you try to break these sticks at once? Mm. And you realize that they all failed until he removed the rope and tied them and gave each one of them one and they were able to break, signifying how just without being united, you could easily break. And the importance of unity today is that it will encourage us. How we encourage one another is through smaller groups, even in the church, that meet together and discuss the word of God. Remember the verse that says, 2 are better than one? Mm-hmm. You know, life will knock you down. Mm. There are times where, even as women, life will knock you down. And sometimes you cannot read your Bible and you cannot pray. And the only thing that might keep you going is your circle that you have. Maybe the circle of women. Imagine someone just comes from there and reminds you of this verse and says, is there anything too hard for the Lord to do, even for your situation? I mean, there are times where things get hard and you cannot encourage yourself. But we realize that unity among women may also bring encouragement to our souls, even in our lives, depending on the relationships we have built.
Yeah. So looking at this importance, my sister, you know, of us supporting one another, how does it now reflect the values and teachings of Jesus Christ? Did Jesus, you know, show us anything about unity, that when we are united as women, it will say maybe to other people, they're like, ha, they're behaving the same way Jesus behaved?
I like the question, yeah. But yes, you are right. When we unite as women, we reflect Jesus Christ actually in so many ways, because we see that Jesus Christ was there and was able to bear our burdens. Remember Matthew 11, verse 28, it says, come unto me, you are heavy and are weary laden, and I will give you rest. This is the example of Jesus Christ. He is willing to give us rest. So if we as women unite and are able to hold one another's burdens, we reflect Jesus Christ. And, you know, through those works, someone will be reminded, and they will know surely there should be a God somewhere for these people to act in this manner. Because in ourselves, you know, man is very selfish. In ourselves, it is not possible.
Mm.
Hence, such acts that when we are able to bear one another's burdens, when we are united for Christ, imagine not united for gossip, not united for things that don't lead us anywhere, but being united for Christ is a reflection of his existence. Remember last time I said, the best sermon will preach. And in the last days, Ellen White says, our characters should be fit enough to preach Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And it could be even as women unite together and through acts of encouragement and kindness, they are able to preach Jesus Christ.
Mm, mm, mm. So, you know, it's often said, I don't know which group of women, you know, started the stereotypes that now we have to deal mm-hmm. with as women. It's often said that, women together. It's very rare for them, you know, to be harmonious and everything else. But when we are cultivating, you know, this unity, we are now being together. How does it now foster an atmosphere of love, acceptance, and mutual respect? Because I believe that if we're together, these things that they say mm-hmm. that women do, it won't be there.
Yeah, that's very true. You are very right. Actually, it is very rare to have a women's group that has never fought. I don't know why it's like that, but you know, as people that are believers of Jesus Christ, we have been given an obligation to make a difference.
Mm.
And it might start small. If already our center is not on ourselves, but our center is on the goal, mm. and the goal is to encourage one another, and the goal is to grow in faith through his word,
mm.
it will help us. And also, looking to the greater teacher, which is Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Because I just don't know what is in our personalities as women, because everywhere, it is rare to find fostering friendships that have lasted for years without them breaking apart in the baddest way. And some of them may even leave the church
mm.
because of whatever happened. But looking to the greater teacher, Jesus Christ, and asking for the Holy Spirit, even as we embark on these journeys, to ask him to lead us. And also the focus not being on ourselves, but on his word and what we can do through his word. I think the mistake is sometimes you focus too much on ourselves and we are competing amongst ourselves in
True.
Dress.
Or trying to
see which one would dress better, which one looks better, which one. But if we ask the Holy Spirit to help us, because when God gives us the example of love in 1 Corinthians, he says love does not boast, love is not jealous, love is not patient. So already that is not from the Lord.
Mm.
Whenever we experience that, even within ourselves, we know it is not from the Lord. Hence, let's ask the greater teacher to come in and let our focus be on the goal and not on ourselves.
Indeed. So now when we turn to scripture, my sister, which women can we see there that, you know, they demonstrated the power of encouragement and support in their relationship with others? And what can we learn from them? Because as people, you know, Pharisees, we want to see, you know, what we see is what we do. But now when we go to scripture, whom there can we say, you see this one here?
You know, Zanele, I just love the fact that the Bible has given us answers to everyday questions in our lives.
Mm.
And that in every topic, there's a way you can relate back to it.
Mm.
I think basically today, even as, you know, I was all over the place trying to figure out which one is the best woman to use. But the Holy Spirit impressed upon me Acts 9, verse 36, which is the woman at Joppa.
Okay.
This is Tabitha. Whose interpretation was Dorcas, and we realize that's where the Dorcas ministry comes from. That's its origin. It's because of this woman. And we learn that she was full of good works and that the community benefited from it. Nowhere in the Bible that we have heard that this woman was self-centered, but we learn that she was full of good works, that even at the time she died, everyone in the community could mourn her. And when I was looking at it, I was asking myself, would anyone mourn you this much if you died today because of what you do for the community? We realized that she was compassionate. She loved. She was there. She had so many acts of kindness for the community, and they mourned so much that at the time Peter comes and he's trying to hear the story, it was crowded with so many people crying for this woman. And we realized that Peter was even able to kneel down and ask the Lord to resurrect her.
Yeah.
And the question today is, as women today, if we were to die today, how many people would feel the loss of losing us? She was so compassionate. She was there for the community. And everyone felt it. And obviously they were wondering, who will help us now? Who will come through for us? I'm guessing she was the one. And every time you don't have food, let's run to that house. And yes, she was there. And obviously they were asking, now when we don't have food, where will we run to? Probably when you have a problem, you'd have to run to Tavita and she will help you pray. And they were asking themselves, who will help me pray? It is because of the acts that she showed that they were able to cry. And these acts, again, redirect. I like the fact that Peter is, in the moment, Peter kneels down and again reminds them that only the God that she serves is able to raise her. And yeah, so today the take home again is, if today you died, who would cry and why would they cry for you? Is it the acts that led, that the acts that reflect Jesus Christ, or they would remember you for the bad habits that you had?
Hey. Or it will be good riddance. Hey. Yeah,
yeah. So it's like a call to repentance at the end of the day, even as we reflect on the acts of kindness.
True.
From Tavita.
Hey, no, you've just said something that made me think a million times myself. Anyway, so what are some common ways in which, you know, we can encourage and support one another as women in our faith?
Okay, that's a good question. And I'm going to cite one example I have seen that has been very effective.
Mm-hmm.
I think let's be women that unite for Christ.
Mm.
I'm going to say this because the person I'm going to talk about is not listening, but my mother is part of this group of women that meet every day. And I'm so impressed. Every day they are meeting and they are praying together. Today you're praying with this one. And they've culminated a habit where whatever we pray about, my sister, whatever I'm going to tell you, stays between you and me. The next person should not hear. And I believe it has helped them grow, because every week they are meeting for prayer and fasting and they are encouraging one another. We can start small. Identify a small group of women that are willing to do such. Because for me, these people are in different locations, but they are so committed. When they say 13, everyone is on their phone at 13 and they're meeting via Google prayer session and they are praying. Uniting for that cause, not meeting to come and talk about the latest what, but they are meeting specifically to do their father's business. And we can start there. And also as women, let's not always take the back seat in church. Let's try to be as active as we can. Let's join a ministry that pushes us forward. Because every time you are sitting, you're going to be so relaxed. But if you are actively in ministry, it's going to push you. So let's start with smaller groups. Women that meet together to pray. Then the next we can start with women that have Bible studies. The next we are doing visitations. The next we are helping the poor. The next we are in hospitals praying.
Yes.
Because sometimes you might not always have the funds, but sometimes someone in the hospital is not even looking for money, just an encouragement and a reminder that God is still able to save. It might start as small as that and God can still do the rest.
Yeah. How can we now, women, navigate, you know, the challenges of comparison, competition and jealousy, you know, in their relationships with one another? And how can we cultivate also a spirit of humanity, of humility and unity? Because that, Sister Didier bought that big. I'm going to go buy another one, you know. She has this, she has that, she has this, she has that. So how can we deal with such things?
I'm trying to remember the best, but it's somewhere in Philippians 4, and it says, godliness with contentment is a great gain. And I think it starts with being content with what we have and who we are at the end of every day. I will say this again, my sister. These things, because of our carnal nature and because of how sinful we are part of us. But we really ought to ask from God himself to place it upon us. That, Lord, may the focus not be that we compete. That, Lord, may the focus not be that we are jealous of one another, but we are actually happy for one another. Imagine how happy, you know, it's, I think one of the hardest things to do is, you imagine you've been praying so much for a job, and then the next person gets it.
Mm.
And then how are you going to be happy? But yes, and probably you needed it even more than the next person, apparently.
Mm.
Within, and then you ask, how are you going to be happy? But I believe when we look to God, He Himself would direct us. Remember, true. Jeremiah 18 says, as the clay is in the hands of the potter. So we are in His hands, and He will mold us. So even as we intend to be personal about it and try to make these groups, let us ask God to mold us in ways that unite and not divide.
Mm. Mm.
Because apparently it's already in us. Even today, probably I'm going to find some, oh, this sketch is, where did you buy it? The next question is, where did you buy it? So I'm like, buy it. Yeah, but which is not a bad thing. But again, it leads you to even want to hate this person because of who they are, then already are sinning. But let's really ask that He molds us, because it's the hardest thing. But if He comes in, trust me, anything we can do and we can represent Him.
Yes. Indeed. My sister, thank you so much, you know, for that one. I'm going to ask that, can you please pray, or before you pray, you know, you offer a word of encouragement to our sisters, you know, that unity is better than all the pulling that we see out there.
Okay. I'll end it off like this. I think there is no example that you can cite that will show you of how divided people went forward. But only if we unite that the work of God will go forward. And each and every day, let us remind ourselves, it's not about us, but it is about the kingdom of heaven. And if at the end of every day you are reminded that it's not about me, these are guidelines that will help you. Even when things that divide you come, you are going to do that and ask God for wisdom. Lord, what do we do in this situation? He's given us these directions. He ought to lead. So at every step of our lives, let us ask ourselves, even when I do this, who does it bring glory and honor to? And it will be our guide at the end of every day. And not forgetting to look to Him, because, you know, ourselves, we will always fail. If there is something you want to know that you will fail, try it alone.
Yeah.
But when we allow Jesus Christ to help us and mold us, we are able. Speaking it may be easy, and acting it is another thing. But when Jesus Christ is in the vessel, we can smell different storms, and He will help us move forward. Shall we put together? Heavenly Father, at in heaven, Lord, we want to thank You for these lessons that have come to us, Jehovah God. It has also been a call to repent us that if our acts do not represent You, Jehovah God, teach us to do the right thing, O Lord, because only You is able to teach us. Ourselves, we will fail, Father, Lord. Father, art in heaven, even as we continue to learn from Your feet of grace, may it not just be learning, but may we act upon these things, O Lord. May we be an example that surely these are sons and daughters of the Most High, O Lord. Help us be a sermon to the next person in every day of our lives, O Lord. I commit the programming of the World Adventist Radio throughout the day, that, Lord, may they be inspired by the Holy Spirit, O Lord, and may You allow them to impact lives, Jehovah Master. We thank You for being with us in this moment, Jehovah God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Ma. May you have yourself a blessed day.
All right. Thank you. Do have a blessed day as well.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.